Hey, we're in Siman Tav Kuf Beis Sif Aleph discussing that you're not allowed to create a fire. So not only you're not allowed to create a new fire, also says the Mechaber, Enos and Pechamin, you're not allowed to create ashes, coals, which are used, according to the Mishnah Berurah, to refine the gold that the goldsmiths make. As well, it is considered to be Mechaber, you're putting out the fire to create the ashes, which is also prohibited. You're not allowed to blow on a fire to make it larger with a mapuach, which is a meleches uman. It's something which the artisans use. If you use a regular one, which people use in their home, and you do it in an abnormal fashion, then it's going to be okay. The Rama says, Mutter lachasos ha'esh b'kli o b'efer muchanim enu mechabehu. If you have a fire and you want to cover it so that it doesn't go out so that it's there for the next day, so the Rama says that you're allowed to cover it as long as it doesn't go out. It's only if you cover it at night to use it for the next day. But if you cover it during the day of Yom Tov Rishon so that it's available for the nighttime, so that's not okay. Again, the reason it's okay is because you're not going to put it out. You're just guarding it. But the Mishnah Berurah says that if you know that the fire is going to go out when you cover it, then it's not allowed. And even though your kavana is for ochel nefesh, so that you have the fire for the next day, and that should be permissible, this is different because the kibui, when you're doing the kibui for ochel nefesh purposes, it's at the time that you are making the food, that's when it's okay. But here, you would potentially be putting out the fire way before you're going to be cooking, and therefore it's not okay. The Mishnah Berurah quotes some achronim who are mekel in all situations, since your intention is not to put out the fire, and therefore you could cover it even if the fire is going to go out. But most poskim are machmir in this situation, and this relates to what we discussed yesterday about turning down the gas on the fire, that you would not be allowed to turn down the gas on the fire. You would not be allowed to turn out the fire entirely. That's for sure going to be a problem. To turn off the gas is for sure not okay. Rav Nissan Karel, it says for sure it's usur. It's only if you want to turn it down a little bit where the food is going to burn. That's where Rav Moshe said it was okay. But otherwise, you would not be allowed to turn down the flame, even though you could turn it up. Mechaber continues, Ha'osa madur b'yom tov, if you make a bonfire on Yom Tov, kishu orich es ha'etzem, when you are going to put out the wood, eina meniach zeh azeh, you don't make it in the normal fashion because it looks like you're building an ohel of some sort. Rather, you just pour out the wood into a random pile, or you put it in an abnormal fashion. Kate said, how would you do it in an abnormal fashion? You start on top, put a piece of wood on top, being held up by something else, and then you continue putting the wood underneath it, achi magila arts, until you get to the ground. Chena kadera, if you want to put a pot, ocheis oso machnes havanim tachteha, you hold the pot in the air, and then you put the rocks underneath it, avaloi nichen al gabe havanim, you don't put the rocks first, and then the pot. Vechein hamita, so to a bed, ocheis akrashim lamala umachnes arglaim tachteha, you take the board first, and then you put something else underneath it, so that it doesn't look like you're building. You shouldn't even line up eggs where it will look like you're building something. So you always need a shinui like that, so that it doesn't look like you are building, which would be prohibited. The Rama adds, if you have a table which has walls to the table that go down to the ground, where it would look like you're building an ohel, you need to put it in an abnormal fashion. Our tables, which do not have walls going down the sides, they just have individual legs, so that is fine. Some say even if it has walls going to the ground, if you don't really need anything that's under it, then it's not considered to be an OL and it's okay. Sif Beis, Aguda shall eitzim shehudlka b'madura. If you have a bunch of wood that was in a bonfire and it became lit, kol eitz shaloach zaboh ha'esh mutar l'shamto. If there are pieces of wood in there that did not get caught by the fire, you can remove them. Ve'eino doma l'meiser shemayan ner. It's not the same as removing oil from the fire where you're preventing for the fire from continuing. But if the fire did light, so then you are not on that wood, then you are not allowed to remove that wood because that causes the fire to lessen since they are all bunched together. This removing of the wood relates to the discussion if you put the two candles together when you're making Havdalah, when Yom Tov falls out on Motzei Shabbos, which is a machlokes, whether you should be doing so. But if you do so, and you put the candles together, and now you want to move the candles apart, so Rav Yashav says that this is fine, and there's no kibui, and it's not like removing the wood, since when you put the two flames together, your intention is not to create a madura, rather just to have the flames like an avuka, not a full madura, so therefore removing it isn't like you're removing it from a madura, and he says, Rav Yashav says that it's okay. The Ramah comments, Umutar likach eitz hadalak mitzad zeh shel madura al nicho b'tzad acher hov eino mechaven l'chibo. You're allowed to take wood from one side and put it to the other side, since your intention is not to put out the fire. So the Ramah holds that there's no difference between whether they're bundled together or not. As long as they're in the madura, if you take a piece of wood from it, then that's kibui, because you are separating it from the fire. But it all depends on what your kavana is. If your kavana is to put out the fire, so then it's a problem. But if your kavana is just to move it to the other side, where you're not actually putting out the fire, so then it is going to be okay. But again, removing the wood, once the fire has caught onto it, is going to be a problem.